Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's not enough for the control freaks to come on bossing you around about snail darters or bats or whatever they're... I mean, they've caught the feds planting species all over the U.S. that aren't endangered. I mean, this is a criminal group who wants your property. Criminals run the government. Judith McGeary, she is just a great lady. We've got her on with us, farmandranchfreedom.org. She's the executive director. Very honored to have her. This is the premier group. You need to get involved. You need to financially support them. You need to get up off your butts. I mean, our tens of thousands of years of heritage as farmers and ranchers is being destroyed, and this affects everybody. This is a paramilitary takeover of our society, just like they're doing in Africa, like they're doing in Europe. You can't put up with this crap. All right, Judith, you got 4 minutes. I'm going to sit back and shut up if I can. Call to arms. I'm calling people out. What does a good old boy who is in East Texas listening right now, or a guy running a vineyard in Northern California or a chicken farm in Oregon, what do they do right now to fight this?
First step, like I said, is educate your community. And let me say, by the way, actually, I'm going to do a call to action of my own, because I've talked to quite a few folks who I know are your listeners, who are also listeners of yours. And I hear things like, yeah, it's terrible, and I'm going to go hide someplace and raise my own food. Folks, that's not the answer. Because guess what? By the time they finish rounding up everybody else and have driven all of the existing farmers out of business, and you can't buy things at the feed store, and you can't get a vet to come out to your property without this, and everything else, you're not going to be able to hide from it. And I was actually very frustrated at the Austin meeting because a couple of people dodged coming because they didn't want to put their name down on record. And we need to get past that. We really need people to stand up and be willing to go on record, because they're going to come for me, and they're going to come for Alex, and they're going to come for a lot of other people long before they ever come for you. So, you know, get your name on record and be willing to stand up.
They have special units the feds pay for in rural areas for radicals that organic farm and don't want to follow orders. I mean, this is happening. We got to all stand up now, or we're all going to hang separate.
Absolutely. So having done that and gotten it off my chest, first step is educating your community. Go to the coffee houses and talk to folks. Go to hang out at the feed store. Put flyers up at the sales barn in the cities. Hit the health food stores and the co-ops. Get the word out. Then what you do is, you like USDA is holding these listening sessions. If there's one near you, go to it. We've got those listed on our website. If you really can't make it in person, you can still submit comments, written comments. They go on the record, and send a copy to your congressmen, your state legislators, your county commissioners. You know, it's one set of comments. It doesn't take you very long.
I believe farmers should put up 1 to 10 watt micro FMs that go out a few miles and put Genesis programming on or do their own shows. We need to get aggressive and create our own media as well. How about a little local newspaper? How about farmers make their own little newsletter and take your material and others and get it out each week?
That's a fantastic idea. That would be wonderful. And you know what? A lot of local newspapers will print stuff that you provide because they're so short-staffed that unless they're completely controlled, you know, if it's actually a small local one, a lot of times if you go in with an article, they'll print it. So, you know, start feeding them that information. And I love those ideas.
We were doing that with the toll roads, and then the toll road company bought over 100 Texas newspapers on the corridors to shut that down, showing the power. So, folks, if you take action, decide to kick butt, nothing can stop you. Judith McGeary, farmandranchfreedom.org, executive director. In the last 45 seconds, other key points.
This is our food supply. There are no other options. There's no way around this. The only way to protect our ability to eat and to have a choice in what we eat is by taking this on.
God bless you. I want to get you up for a full hour, and anybody else you recommend, maybe some of the farmers and people being arrested for selling eggs on street corners or watermelons being arrested. We've had some of them on. I mean, this is tyranny, folks. This is the opposite of freedom, and it's being done for control. Judith McGeary, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you and the key work you're doing.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Kevin Trudeau coming up. He's being persecuted as well. Stay with us.
There we go. Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he joins us from Germany, but he hails from the United States. He's Kevin Trudeau. He really doesn't need any introduction. This is the guy I remember many, many years ago, more than a decade ago, national TV spots exposing Ritalin as hurting children, shrinking their brains, attacking their hearts. Now they have to admit that on the drug insert. Prozac-type drugs causing psychotic behavior. I mean, this guy has really done so much good, putting out books on all the documented herbal things that have been known to help the body for thousands of years. And he's in a landmark case right now in appeals court where they're trying to say he has no First Amendment. They're also saying that with the Hillary movie. That was in the Washington Post saying, oh, no First Amendment. This case is deciding whether you can criticize Hillary Clinton. And we have the Fairness Doctrine they want for the Internet. We have the Cyberbullying Act saying if someone says you hurt their feelings, a federal felony. I mean, this is really happening. And Kevin Trudeau is just giant. I always said, oh, I like Kevin Trudeau around the office, but thought, oh, he's so busy, I won't try to get him on. Then found out through ManCal that Mr. Trudeau was familiar with PrisonPlanet.tv, and I was aware of what we do, so maybe we'll get him to talk about that a little bit later, because I'm flattered and interested in how he found out about us. But joining us from Germany is Kevin Trudeau, just an absolute giant when it comes to exposing corruption and funding himself to be able to do that. You know, doing good moral things and becoming successful, that is the American way, and that's why they're coming after him. Kevin Trudeau, great to have you here, sir.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. You know, you don't like talking about yourself, but for people that don't know all the things you've done, break down all the great things you've done, and then now how they're coming against you and all of our free speech.
Well, my books now have sold over 50 million copies. My biggest book was Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. That was number one on the New York Times bestseller list 26 weeks in a row. It actually was the number one selling book in America. It beat Harry Potter, and that's never been done in history, especially it's a nonfiction book. But way back when, in 1989, I went on TV, as you mentioned earlier, with a program called Mega Memory. I founded the American Memory Institute, which became the largest memory training school in the world. And I was teaching children how to improve their memory so they could do better in school. And a guy named Sean Shanahan had a reading program called Hooked on Phonics, because he was upset that they were taking, the Department of Education was taking phonics out of the schools, dumbing down our kids. So he was teaching kids how to read by teaching them phonics, which they should have been taught in the schools. I was teaching them memory training so they could remember more information and have a higher self-esteem and do better. And I exposed that the Department of Education put a mandate out to school systems saying the more kids you get on Ritalin, the ADD drug, you're going to be benefited financially. We'll pay you $500 for every child you get on Ritalin. So the school system started drugging the kids, basically making them brain dead and putting them on psychotic drugs. They were taking phonics out of the schools, dumbing them down so they're illiterate, and I was exposing this. Guess what happened? I got sued by the Federal Trade Commission for false and misleading advertising, even though of the $400 million worth of memory courses that I sold, there were no complaints. And I had federal judges, I had politicians bought the program, said it was great, but the FTC was mandated to shut me up. They also,
by the way, Kevin, I bought your system when I was in like junior high or high school, and I already had a great memory, certainly improved what I was doing. It's a free country. I'm allowed to buy your product, even if it's crap, which, by the way, it's not. That's why you're so successful. That is because you do sell a lot of great stuff. That's my right. And now they're even going after Cheerios, saying it'll lower your cholesterol, you know, a diet rich in this. I mean, this is really a tyranny.
It really is suppression of the free flow of information. Because if people bought, let's say, my program, Mega Memory, now they sued Sean Shanahan with Hooked on Phonics and bankrupted the guy. Luckily, I had the funding to fight back. Now, my companies over the last few years have done around $3 billion in sales. So I've been very lucky to have the financial backing to say, no, you're not going to win. Now, we'll talk about the fact that I just got fined $37 million, which I'm fighting in the appeals court. Luckily, that didn't break me. It's not going to change my lifestyle, but I am, of course, fighting that in the appeals court. The bottom line is the federal government wants to suppress the free flow of information, and they do it by intimidation and scaring people to keep them quiet. They don't want people to know the truth about natural cures. They don't want them to know the truth about the dangers of psychotic drugs. They don't want them to know the truth about what's happening with the money supply. They don't want them to know the truth about the fact that the food supply in America is so depleted of nutritional value. I'll tell people, I'm in Europe right now. I know what an apple tastes like. I know what a cucumber tastes like. I know what a carrot tastes like. If you're living in America, you don't know what those things taste like anymore, because the depletion of the soil in U.S. is beyond comprehension. You'd have to eat, Dr. Emanuel Sharaskin said this 15 years ago. He said you'd have to eat five times as much food to get the same nutritional value than your grandparents did just 20 or 30 years ago.
You know, Kevin Trudeau, I was just talking to the head of a farm and ranch organization last hour. The feds are openly saying they're going to shut down most of the family farms and ranches. And the big agribusiness, they're exempt from all this. They wrote it. And, you know, how dare you or somebody else put out a book or a video exposing them? I guess the feds will just sue you now. We were talking during the break. Can you specifically tell the listeners what you told me, that in this court case they're saying, and now in other court cases, that there is no First Amendment and that they're trying to set the precedent to literally fine or arrest people they don't like?
Right. For 35 years, the Federal Trade Commission had a doctrine called the Mirror Image Doctrine. And what it said is any person can write a book about anything, and that person can then talk about it and express their opinions. And if they do that, the Federal Trade Commission won't go after them for false than misleading advertising. Because of my book, my most recent book was called The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About, where I exposed a cure for obesity that was discovered in 1959 by Dr. Simeons, a British MD, and it has been suppressed all these years. And I wrote the book, sold millions of copies, hundreds of thousands of Americans did the program, found it to be easy, and virtually a cure for obesity. You lose the weight and it never comes back, because Simeons found the cause of obesity. Well, when I wrote this book, I said in the book that the Federal Trade Commission and the FDA is designed to protect the profits of the major corporations. They're protecting lap band surgery, gastric bypass surgery, and this most horrible drug called Ally, which is just, you have to wear diapers if you take it because you crap your pants. And if you take it, ooh, you'll lose 4 pounds every 6 months. It doesn't even do anything for weight loss, but the companies, the drug companies are making billions. When I wrote this book, it was so popular that the drug companies forced the FTC to sue me, and the FTC said, we are canceling our mirror image doctrine. We now are saying that it's our legal right as a federal agency to attack authors if we don't like what they write in their books. And authors who say their opinions can be sued by the government. So they sued me, stating that my opinions in my book were wrong. They didn't like my book.
And well, take Irwin Schiff. Irwin Schiff wrote a book saying the IRS is a fraud, a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, which is true. But regardless, if it was a lie, he still has a right to write it. The judge told him, don't issue that book anymore, don't print anymore. He did. They arrested him, tried him. He's in prison for the book. And you know, they're telling the makers of the Hillary movie they're not allowed to put that out. They've, as I said earlier, they've introduced bills to restrict free speech. I mean, they are really scared of what people are saying and doing right now, or they wouldn't be moving like this against the First Amendment. I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. I think this is going to blow up in their face. You know, the New Freedom Initiative's internal documents came out in 2006, as I'm sure you know, saying the plan by the FDA and the schools is to get half the kids on Ritalin and Prozac classes of drugs, up from 15%, and that it is all just a business operation, and they were given campaign money to do it. Now, that was released by one of the board members, made the news, not big news. There is the evidence of criminal activity. It's okay to push deadly drugs on kids, but you don't dare tell them the Cheerios might be good for them.
Correct. And the point that people listening need to understand is that the federal government, specifically agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration, these agencies are not protecting the United States citizens. These agencies are protecting the profits of the corporations that donate the most money to the political campaigns. That's the fact. And here's a perfect example about this. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, routinely sues companies for false and misleading advertising. If you look at the last 5 years, they've sued small independent companies, and they always have the same MO. They go into court. They never call the company in advance. They rush into court secretly and demand that the judge freeze all personal and corporate assets of the company, which the judge grants 99% of the time.
So now they don't have money to defend themselves.
Bankrupting the company, okay? That's number one. Now, when they did that to me, I was the first person where the judge didn't freeze the assets. And even if they did, corporate and personal, they could only freeze U.S. assets. And because they have companies in 60 countries around the U.S., around the world, we had a defense team lined up from all over the globe to handle the case. But the FTC and the FDA has never sued a drug company for false and misleading advertising. They don't sue them, even though the FDA itself has said repeatedly that advertising for drugs is blatantly false and misleading because it makes people believe the drugs are more effective than they are and safer than they are.
Kevin, hold on. Stay there. We got a break. Yeah, they have drug ads where they don't even say what the drug does. It just says, ask your doctor. And then you find out the drug makes you have a heart attack and die, and the crazy zombies run out and buy it. But Kevin Trudeau, he's bad, saying, take vitamins. Oh, he's so evil. Gotta stop him.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Okay, Kevin Trudeau for the rest of the hour with us. Just talking to him again during the break. I'll ask that question on air. What are you doing over in Germany right now, Kevin Trudeau?
Well, I've been here for a couple months. My friend is the Crown Prince in Bahrain and invited me to the Formula One, so I kind of started the trip there. And, of course, Bilderberg is in Greece. I have friends who are part of that organization. The Global Climate Change Summit is going on in Copenhagen, so I had to shoot up there to meet some people and find out what the real scoop is behind the scenes that you're not hearing about on the news. The Formula One was in Monte Carlo, which is always a good fun, of course, and a lot of people come to the film festival in Cannes. So during this time of year, I like to be in Europe because I can meet a lot of people, get a lot of background information, a lot of behind behind-the-scenes inside information. I'll tell you what, some of the conversations you have on the 200-foot yachts off the coast of Monaco, you can't believe what really goes on behind closed doors. And this is what you're exposing, Alex. I'm a big fan of your documentary work. You know, I watched Endgame years ago when it first came out, the Obama deception. If people haven't watched that, they need to watch that, both of those documentaries, to really understand what's going on. And the fact is, people are being misled. And once you know, once you have your eyes open, now you're empowered and you can do things that you need to do to make your life better and protect your financial future for you and your family.
And the establishment, when they had all the media sewed up, and you're really the pioneer of alternative media, I can't think of anybody who, before the internet age, had gone out there, gotten his alternative ideas out, and been successful in the marketplace of ideas, and they want to cheat with a rigged table here and not allow your information to come out and everybody else's information to come out. That just reeks of defeat by the establishment. Can you comment on that? And then I've got to pump you for info. You say you know folks in Bilderberg. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'll give you a lot of information. I happen to have a lot of inside connections all around the world, also in Malaysia and China, and many of these people are members of royal families, which there's a reason why I know a lot of these people. I've just been very fortunate over the years to make these connections and have these contacts. But when I was on with Matt Lauer, I was on the Today Show. It was live. And Matt thought he was going to blast me because of my book, Natural Cures. And the first question he said is, you know, you're not a doctor. What qualifies you to write the book, Natural Cures? And I says, Matt, one of your good friends is Donald Trump. He's just filed bankruptcy 3 times. What qualifies him to write a book on how to be a successful businessman? And it was complete silence, and Matt didn't know what to say. The rest of the interview went very, very well. And I really had good comebacks from Matt. Well, right after that interview, I was immediately canceled on Larry King.
Ah.
And the senior exec, and Larry King called me, and he said, Kevin, I'm really sorry, but they said that you can do Paula's on because she can edit you, but they don't want you live anymore. They're just afraid of what you're going to say.
I've been told the same thing about myself by a lot of producers. They'll set me up, and then it gets canceled, and they say, we're only allowed to do tape with you, I guess because they've got to have a rigged stack deck again.
Yeah, again, people don't understand the information you're getting in the major media, and you've said this, the people are actors. They're reading a teleprompter. I was on with Donnie Deutsch, and Donnie says, hey, I'm so happy. When I was on NBC, by the way, he said, you know, Katie Couric's a big fan. You know, you got to make sure you give her a signed book. I signed probably 50 books for people there. But he said, but on television, we have a certain agenda we have to promote. And this is what people don't realize. I was on Fox with Bill O'Reilly and Judge Napolitano. They tell you in advance, we are told we have to take this viewpoint. And the information people are getting from the mainstream media is so skewed. I would tell everyone, stop watching the news on television. Just shut it off. You are being brainwashed beyond belief. Listen to Alex's show, go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and .tv. Get the information from the alternative sources that don't have the filters. You're getting truthful information here, and with the truthful information, with your eyes open, you can make intelligent decisions, and you'll do better in your life.
We're talking to Kevin Trudeau, the king what would you call it, alternative news and information?
Well, you know, I've been called the king of infomercials because I did $3 billion just from infomercials in America, selling my mostly books on television, and I've been the only guy to be able to sell books on TV. 50 million copies of my books have been sold. My most recent book is called Recession Cures, which is coming out soon.
Yeah, we're about to break. I want to talk about that because you wrote books a decade ago about the scams with credit cards, the scams with the predatory lending, where all this was going. Some of the websites are naturalcures.com. We'll give you all the contact info for Kevin Trudeau. Long segment coming up, and then I'm going to pump you for Bilderberg info. Just an amazing interview here live right now with Kevin Trudeau. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Well, Kevin Trudeau needs no introduction. And I've seen a lot of his books, read several of them, you know, got his mega memory thing decades ago, and just found it all to be really great info. But even if it was all a bunch of baloney, he has a right to sell it, to write it, to say it. But it is because he's exposing Ritalin first and exposing the credit card companies first. I mean, first in a big way. He's the guy everybody imitates. That's why they're going after the big daddy, the big kahuna. And that's why, even if you don't like Kevin Trudeau, most people I know love him, you need to support him, because we all hang together, as the founding father said, or we hang separate. Now, I'm intrigued by Bilderberg, Michael Trudeau, because Daniel Estulin, he has several people he knows in Bilderberg, people he calls attendees, not members. And I know he's not making it up, because this, I have some other inside sources, and I believe Danny. But he talks about how a lot of them don't like what's going on. It's about 25 people at the very top of that that are steering it, but they're networking as elitist. And so you're saying you know some Bilderberg Group people, but then you mentioned to me George Soros, quite a stinker there, who's bragged he's having, quote, a great crisis. So, the New World Order, this global system, from your research, you know, as a multi-billionaire internationally known who does jet set around talking to all these people, who is the New World Order? Where are they going? What's their main goal? And any inside info from Bilderberg 2009?
Well, the specific goal is, when you sit down with these people, and I've traveled the world with these guys, you know, they really, I would say they're not, you know, they're not Dr. Evil. They're not sitting there planning on wiping out the population. In a weird way, they think what they're doing is for the best for everyone. But they do categorically believe there's two classes of people on planet Earth. There's the ruling elite class, and they do believe, and, you know, Henry Ford talked about this, Andrew Carnegie at the turn of the century talked about this, and throughout history. They do believe that through genes and DNA, even Donald Trump has said it over and over again, you have to have good genes, otherwise you're not going to make any money. They believe it's genetic. And so they believe there's two classes of people, that there's a ruling class by genetics that are powerful enough and genetically designed to rule the other people that are nothing more than the worker bees. That's really what they believe. Now, right, or, I mean, I'm telling you, that's where they're at.
But and now, so, because they have robotics, as Bill Joy, head of Sun Microsystems, said in the April 2000 issue of Wired, the future doesn't need us, the elite want to get rid of us. Now, I know with you, they're not going to come out and say, hey, we want to wipe everybody out. But I have ABC News here and Times of London, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been sitting on the boats off the coast of Barbados with the guys who basically said we need to get two-thirds of the dumb people off the planet. I mean, I've been in the meetings, and it wasn't in an evil way. It's a matter-of-fact kind of way that they think it's for the benefit of planet Earth and themselves.
Oh, yeah, they're committed. They've said this is bad genetics. They're passing it on. They're lazy. Here's my next question, after you finish what you're about to say. It's just, this is so intriguing. This conversation we're having is blowing me away. And I always have done this, you know, as a quote journalist. They say this is off record. People know I don't ever break off the record meetings. I've met with major CEOs, biggest Hollywood people there are, you know, just huge. And they go, Alex, you try to warn them, and look, some listen, most don't. They want to be slaves. They want to die. You know, join us. You're smart. You're good. You know, that's the sales pitch, is that the slaves don't want to be free. But if that was the case, they wouldn't be trying to keep you and me from reaching the people. So it's an overall fraud. But I've had them, you know, at petty level. I'm not like a multi-billionaire like you, who's so much more successful telling the truth. But I've had them offer me millions of dollars and promise more if I'd sell out. So A, finish up with their mindset, and then B, have they tried to buy you off?
Well, they're not concerned, quite frankly, so much with spreading the word, because, as you just said, their belief is no one's going to listen anyway. So who cares? It's like, you know, you're more of an annoyance than anything, but actually they believe that what you're doing and what I'm doing is in a way to their benefit, because we're desensitizing people to these realities.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I've been told that's why I still get invited on the yachts.
Yeah, I've been told that too. And you know, wow. Unbelievable.
But in terms of economics, you know, I mentioned to you after the break that I was talking to George Soros. He says, you know, and I know a lot of this inside information as well. We're making more money now because of the crisis than you would imagine. I mean, we had bank stocks shorted huge in the fall before they all crashed 90%. I mean, the fortune we made just shorting the bank stocks was off the charts. I mean, that was the simplest, goofiest thing in the world. When I wrote my book, Debt Cures, almost 3 years ago, I was the first guy on national TV to say, look, everyone's a moron. This consumer lending is going to explode. The housing market's going to crash. Foreclosures are going to go through the roof. And what, at Bilderberg, we talked about is the fact that the media is so you don't even have to do anything to the guys on CNBC or MSNBC. They're so stupid. 75% of Americans in the next 2 to 5 years are going to lose their job, get a reduction in pay, or go from full-time to part-time. The taxes.
It's a designed changing our standard of living for the New World Order. Kevin, did I hear you correctly? Were you at Bilderberg?
Yeah, I was in Greece. And because I have friends who are there, I'm right now, by the way, you're not going to believe where I'm at. I'm in Rotteck-Egan, Germany, which is where Bilderberg had their meeting a few years ago at the same hotel, the Sea Hotel Uberfart.
So you're hanging out with the Crown Prince, and you're telling me you were in a capillary sub-meeting of Bilderberg, because I know they have those, or, well, I know you're not supposed to say. You're just letting me know you were in the area.
All I can say, I was in the area, and many of the people that were there and our members are, in fact, people that I converse with on a regular basis.
Now, I noticed that big palace with three hotels they shut down was right off the bay with all the yachts.
Yeah.
So I guess you were back and forth.
The yachts are great.
What about, what's on them is even better, huh?
but here's the funny thing, and people listening, all people, if you know the inside scoop of things, making money is the easiest thing in the world to do. That's why guys like, the economic downturn doesn't affect people at the highest levels.
Exactly. Let me tell you a short story. This is an incredible interview. I met my in-laws yesterday for Memorial Day, eating lunch, and I explained to them about gold and silver trading and about the business. And I said, all you do is basically the opposite of what the mainstream media says to do. And I was telling them 6 years ago at that table, I said, buy gold and silver. Silver's at $5. Gold's at $300. It's going to go up in the next 5-6 years to close to 1,000 or higher. And they go, no, we remember you telling us that, but still they won't listen. And, that's what's so frustrating is that's why it's such a joke to the elite. You can even tell the public the media is lying to them. They don't want to believe it.
No, they don't want to believe it. It's really comical. But let me give you asked earlier about the groups. Both Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, and a bunch of other groups. In these circles, I would suggest to you that there are two factions, a small faction and a big faction. The big faction categorically believes that they are genetically superior than the rest of the population. But there is a small faction, and this faction are the ones that are feeding me information, probably Daniel Estelin information, and so forth. This small faction are people that really have come to the conclusion that some people are smarter than others. Some people are more talented than others. Some people are more, motivated to work hard than others. Some people are lazy. Some people aren't. But everyone should be allowed to succeed or fail based on their own choices and initiative. There shouldn't be two classes. There always will be, but everybody should have the same opportunity. And that's where there's a split and a division right now at the highest levels.
Now, I've been told that it's mainly the younger crowd, and by that, kind of like the Google CEOs and people who are elitist, but they say, come on, we don't have to wipe everybody out, and let's give people a chance. And then there's kind of the old Rockefeller faction that is, I'm 94, launch the operation immediately.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the reason why. You're 100% correct there. If you look at the older crowd, they married only within themselves in that crowd. If you remember, you watched the movie Titanic, you had the first class cabin, and the people who were on the first class deck never mingled ever. You didn't even shake hands with somebody who wasn't first class. And so throughout history, you married and you socialized only with people who were of the same, quote, genetic or DNA structure. Now, there is a lot more mingling of classes, and therefore you get the Google guys or Michael Dells, people that aren't, that were born on the opposite side of the tracks but are making some serious money, and they're not, quote, the right DNA. They're not the right genetics to the older crowd, like the Rockefellers and so forth. And so that's where you have the division, and that's where you have the split. And it's a very interesting time because some of these conversations, and I've been in these conversations, are really thought-provoking and intriguing conversations. I believe that, look, if you have 1,000 people, give everybody the same chance, everybody the same information, because guess what? The smart ones who really want to work hard will succeed more than the other people. But everybody should have the same opportunity.
Well, again, we're talking to Kevin Trudeau. Just an amazing interview here. Very, very excited to have you on the show. Dealing with Bilderberg, any other information that came out? Anything else you can tell us that you weren't told to be secretive about?
Well, I think what people really need to understand is in America, for the next 2 to 5 years, here's what's going to happen. Number one, there's going to be an increased number of people losing their jobs, going from full to part-time, or getting a reduction in pay. So 75% of the people in the next 2 to 5 years are going to have less money coming in. taxes and fees are going to go up. So more money's going out, okay? There is going to be a level of inflation. And that's still going to be controlled by the Fed, but there is going to be some type of inflation. It's undecided whether they want the inflation to be so rampant where the U.S. dollar no longer becomes the monetary supply of the world, the reserve currency. That's still being debated because, quite frankly, China wants their dollar to be the reserve currency. And is, keep in mind, Bilderberg is owning North America and Europe. And there's another group in a different faction in Southeast Asia. I've been down there. They're at odds. It's a very interesting.
Who are the Arabs mainly allied with, Europe and the U.S.?
The Arabs are allied with themselves.
Yeah.
They're 100%, and I just was there in Bahrain. Basically, they're themselves. It's oil. They know they got about 50 years left, so they're diversifying into banking. You know, you've said it on the show so many times. The first number one way to control the planet or control everything is control the money, and that's control the banks. So that's always number one. The other factor, there's another factor that was discussed at the meeting in Greece, and that is something that no one's talking about. And me and a buddy of mine knew about this 4 years ago, and we've been really heavily invested in this. Water.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you notice European and other companies will pay 10, 15 times what reservoirs and aquifers are worth. They are grabbing it all up, aren't they?
Yes. Water is the next oil. Because if you control the water supply and the water flows, you have even more control than you do with oil.
Well, here's an example. Boone Pickens doesn't want to put air systems, the windmills, up in the panhandle of Texas to actually create energy because the lines have to be run so far that you lose the power through the lines. So if you do the equations, it's not going to make money. It's not going to supply any power with the wind energy. But the biggest aquifer in the U.S. is right there. And if you read the deals he signed, it's really all about getting control of that ocean of water that's as big as the state of Texas.
Correct. And it's very interesting. When the last James Bond movie was all about this great, wonderful, quote, environmentalist, who in fact was the evil villain trying to control the water. I think it was Bolivia or something in the movie. But believe me, when you watch movies, Hollywood is used categorically, and this has been documented throughout history, as the way to begin to desensitize people to different concepts. I mean, do you remember back in the old days, a guy would be at a firing squad, and they would say, and this is a black and white movie, they would say, do you have any last requests? Yeah, I want a cigarette. Wait a minute, a cigarette is your last request?
That was programming product placement for a cigarette.
Of course. I mean, okay, Alex, what's your last request? It's probably not going to be a cigarette.
Well, what do you want after sex in all the movies? They want a cigarette. And that's like Edward Bernays was paid to say bacon had to go with eggs in the morning. Nobody ate bacon. It was kind of like a junk thing used for cooking and stews.
Exactly.
But now,
and cognac. Cognac is from the grape skins that they threw away.
Exactly. So they create markets. They create markets. You know, Kevin Trudeau, So you're hanging out with Bilderberg. So who's coming after you here in the States? The bigger special interests, the drug companies that don't want you exposing them?
Yeah, well, when I wrote the book Natural Cures, They Don't Want You to Know About It, I was the first guy to say something, which is heresy. I said drug companies don't want to cure disease. All they want to do is sell drugs. Drug companies are publicly traded corporations who the officers and directors have a legal responsibility, a fiduciary legal responsibility to increase shareholder value. If a drug company's goal was to eliminate all disease, they'd all be bankrupt. And I pointed that out. And I pointed that out that they're publicly traded companies. They have to increase drug usage per person. They want more people taking more drugs on a regular basis. They do not want to cure disease. And when I said that, I was attacked by everybody, and that actually the attacks actually helped make the book, you know, right now that particular book has sold over 25 million copies in hardcover.
Yeah, so the attacks are actually helping. And, you know, I called you Michael Trudeau earlier because we used to have a sales manager at the network named Michael Trudeau. Who was a huge fan of you. Again, we got Kevin Trudeau on the line with us. It's just amazing. Plug some of the websites. Where do people get these books? I mean, is there a central clearinghouse where people can find?
I have an online store at naturalcures.com. And naturalcures.com is a website. I actually sold it for several hundred million dollars a couple of years ago, and I took it back because I really want to take that website and make it the ultimate source of natural health information in the world. It's already one of the most visited natural health sites in the world. But naturalcures.com, people can go to. They can get my books at discounts. They can also become a member of that website. We also have globalinformationnetwork.com, which is a new site that's basically is launching in the fall, and it's going to be giving information to people who are members from my associates from all the quote secret societies.
You're gonna start leaking all the info, and they don't care because they think we're all mindless slaves anyways, and it's part of the conditioning process.
Correct.
And when we come back, is there anything they're scared of?
I'll tell you. Yes.
Kevin Trudeau is our guest, naturalcures.com.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Trudeau, joining us from Germany, has agreed to do 20 more minutes with us into the next hour. He said he'd do even more, but I don't want to twist his arm. And just to find out, he really does know the show. He really does listen. Kevin Trudeau, how often do you listen to this radio show, and how long?
Well, I listen to it, I travel all over the world, so that with the different time zones, but it's It's pretty easy for me. I just go online and click Infowars.com. I'm also a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, so I can see your good-looking mug there with your HD, you know?
You are something else. Now, I haven't read all your books, but I remember listeners sent me a mailing you did about one of your books about how you got recruited into the Brotherhood, didn't know it was a sellout at first, but got out of it. So you're somebody that was in the group, out of the group. And people don't believe this, but I mean, you're a guy that makes billions a year. They better. I have been approached by these groups, too, and then people just can't believe it because they're living in la-la land. We're living in the real world, Kevin. But
yeah, it's hard for the average person to grasp this, and here's what I think is hard to everyone listening. It's hard for you to grasp this. When you the number one motivator of the average person is money. Now, some people say it's sex. That's true, but it's generally money. So money is the number one motivator. If you look in prisons today, 90% of the people in jail are there because of a money-related crime. They were trying to sell drugs, they robbed the bank, they mugged somebody, bank fraud, wire fraud. It's all about wanting money illegally. That's why people are in jail. The number one motivator, money, okay? Most people grasp that. But when you talk about the elite class and you say they want control, they want this, the general consensus from the average guy in the street is, that doesn't make any sense to me. They have all the money in the world. Why would they do this? And this is what nobody can understand, because you don't have all the money in the world. When you have all the money you need or want, the motivation then is power.
Well, power brings money. Power brings sex.
Right.
It brings it all.
Right, but power supersedes the motivation for money. It's power and control, which is why somebody who becomes incredibly wealthy, guess what they want to do next? I want to get into politics. They want to start controlling things. So it's about control. And there's another thing that happens at the top level, and that's weird sexual deviations. People need some type of stimulation. And again, I physically have been around groups, and I've seen things. But you had the amazing experience of going to Bohemian Grove. I saw your video. So, I mean, you were there, right?
Absolutely. And you know, that's what's strange is that, go back to the Romans or the Aztecs, they're always a bunch of wild perverts.
Correct. So you were physically there. You had an experience that nobody could really grasp. You saw it with your own eyes, and I watched that DVD that you did, that documentary. It was extremely well done, and it gave, you know, just an insight that people don't have maybe have a hard time grasping.
And I was only in there for 4 hours and hiding out. The Vanity Fair guy got in and got arrested, but not before he admitted, oh, yeah, the Christian conservatives are having homosexual orgies. But he says, oh, it's no big deal. The point is every time somebody claims they're a conservative, it's actually the opposite. I don't know. It's just so bizarre how weird these people are.
Well, it's very strange. And I think that people listening need to know, I think from an economic standpoint, we have this huge tsunami coming. It's a huge hurricane. It is going to hit. People are going to be affected. Forget what you listen to on the news. It's going to get economically worse. Taxes are going up. Your income is going down. Fees are going up. There will be inflation to some degree. There will be inflation.
What about revolution when we come back? I mean, people are going to rebel as they raise taxes. Like, my property tax has gone up and my house value has gone down. We're going to come back in 70 seconds for 20 more minutes with Mr. Trudeau. The website is naturalcures.com. What's the site to get the financial books?
That's at globalinformationnetwork.com.
Globalinformationnetwork.com. With our source inside the Bilderberg Group, he's Kevin Trudeau. I tell you, truth is stranger than fiction, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.